Happy Monday, everybody, if you're listening to us live. And today's date is August 14th, 2017. And we'll clear the date for everybody in case you're corded to it. Here we go. Remember the date every year comes up. So one, releasing that cord from you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. So that was for the numbers. And now we'll do the actual August name. So releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And let's bring up the light being on your monitor screen or screens, bringing peace energy to you. So here we go. So using the word stronger to increase it. Stronger, more peace energy coming into you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we'll work with a situation that you might be going through or having or pain. So think of something. Could be any time in your life. Could even be the day you were born, maybe. So here we go. May not even know about it. So let's release it. So a situation. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. That feels good. So let's bring our co-host on. Are you, Elizabeth, are you out there all ready to go?
Yep, ready to go and happy to welcome everybody here to our wonderful Monday program here on BBS Radio. We have a great show lined up for everybody today. And as Ron said, it is Monday, August 14th, 2017. And Ron usually does a variety of sample healings and we take listener questions during the live shows. You can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can use the chat link to send us a question anonymously if you prefer. And you can find that while the show is live at the top of Ron's homepage, which is creationlightship.com. That's also the home base for you where, if you choose to, you can do all of your wonderful online healings 24/7. You do them all yourself, and you are in charge of however deep you'd like to go with that. So we have a number of wonderful testimonials as well as some questions. So I guess we'll just get started right away. And one of the nice things that Ron does is, I don't know if everybody's been listening to the shows the past couple of weeks, but he's really been doing some incredible healing work live here on the BBS shows, and it's typically not, in my experience, what we usually get. So a lot of these healings are really very, very powerful, and all of this is kept running in part by your donations. So if you'd like to send us a donation, if maybe you've heard or you've been a long-time listener and you've never tried any of the healings or you've never, you know, been able to, you can always donate via PayPal to keep the healings free and the shows running. So that's always very nice and helpful, and we certainly appreciate it if you feel that you have benefited from any of the free healings that Ron gives away on the four shows per week. And also, he does offer quite a few free healings, and you can find all of those, again, on creationlightship.com. So let's get started. And I'm sure a lot of people had a lot of experiences over the weekend. So thanks for clearing the date, Ron, as you usually do. And make sure you bring up that light being image. And it's also on creationlightship.com. And you can have peace energy for you and your space while the show's live. All right, so the first question is, somebody's wondering if we could do an orb clearing on the show.
Well, we try to look at them as different colors, so what color would you like to have cleared and whereabouts on your body?
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't specify. They did say they've been having upsetting dreams, so maybe like a top of the head. And I'm not sure of the color.
No, let's do pink.
Let's do pink. That sounds good. Perfect.
Here we go. See if you have anything attached to the top of your head, and this will be pink. Here we go. Releasing that energy if it's there. May or may not be there. We'll see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And just see if you feel a little different. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And if anybody was listening to the Saturday night show, Ron was talking about a variety of things, but one of the listeners really took this to heart, and this listener wrote in and said, feedback from the cord release that you did, Ron, from your past cars or vehicles. And so she wrote, Ron, I took this suggestion very seriously after Saturday night's BBS show. I wrote down every car, truck, minivan, station wagon that came to me that I rode in and owned, mainly color and make of the vehicle, some years and models. So Sunday I took out the list and I did the mind to heart drop, and I spoke out loud, commanding my energy back. If the car gave me joy or anger, fun or trauma, whatever came in to be released. Some people's faces turned up too, connecting the vehicle. A lot of yawning and even gut-wrenching as these cords were released to the sun energy and my energy back to me. There were almost 30 vehicles on this list. So after releasing, I took the list and I burned it. I hope this took care of this. It's not in my budget to do the whole life cording clearing right now.
Well, it sounds very good.
Yeah.
Should have a lot of energy back. Very interesting.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, maybe at some point in the future, you could, you know, maybe save up for that clearing. But yeah, it sounds like that's pretty thorough. It's something I actually heard that show too, and I was thinking about that. And it's true, there are a lot of associations with people and their cars, and very, very interesting to have that feedback. So thank you.
And also, talking about cars, let's just say that you got into a fender bender, and it was, say it's your fault. So now you have the energy of that person at that time, you know, it could be 20 years ago, being really upset with you. And that would be like a dark practitioner clearing. So you may look at that and say, yeah, this person was mad at me. And are they still connected to you because maybe, you know, they had a nice 57 Chevy or something like that, or an old T-Bird, you know, when you ran into it. And, you know, they were really upset with you because that happened. And, you know, they still may be thinking about you, of you putting a dent in their car or something. So you may want to, you know, revisit those accident scenes if you've had any, and do a clearing for the person that you're involved with in that. So back to you.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really funny. You don't even really remember those things until you start kind of writing them down and releasing them. And it's just very interesting because every time we have one of these shows, I just feel like another layer gets opened up, and it's an opportunity to release more and more energy from the past that may be affecting you in the present. So all of those things are associations with people and cars and spaces, and all of those things are very, very powerful and can, you know, have an effect on our lives in the present. So I guess we'll move on to another question. And this listener's wondering, Ron, can I put requests for healings in my pocket instead of pinning it to my clothes during the conference calls?
Boy. I'd say probably no.
Okay.
Because, you know, the light beams aren't going to look inside your pocket for what you want to have done to yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
They're not going to go through your bag.
Yeah.
And
right. Become a pickpocket, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably, unless you actually have something there in front of you, They're probably not going to really look anywhere because they see you as perfect.
Yeah, and you know, you can always, you know, if you're a hairy man, you know, you can always put some nice duct tape with a piece of paper on your chest.
Yeah.
Oh, great, huh?
Yeah. Some, you know, wax strips or something. Okay, so let's move on. Yeah, so I guess that would be kind of odd if you are an absentee and you're going about your daily life while you're on the conference calls. That could be a little weird. I don't know. I'm not sure what the solution is there, you know, for the people that can't stay home for the 7-hour calls. I don't know. Well, I wonder if anybody else has any solutions for that out there listening, what they usually do. Okay, so someone wrote in with an entity testament, or testimonial rather, and they said, I have been really unusually crabby. Then I was listening to Ron talk about entities and how important it was to keep it running, that clearing, the entity clearing. So I turned it on. My crabbiness went away. Thanks for the reminder. Thanks, Ron.
Yep, that's real nice. You don't know how they're going to affect you or what they're going to do and how they take you over.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, you really don't have any track record of what's happening because you think it's you when you fly off the handle. You know, you don't have that consciousness because you're being taken over and controlled, you know, by something else doing what it wants to do. So it's kind of hard to get a check and balance system going there unless you can pull yourself back or somebody says, hey, what are you doing here, you know? Doesn't sound like you. Or you're being a really jerk, big jerk today or something, you know? And then when you hear that, you go, wait a minute, that's not me. You know? So they say, it doesn't look like you today, you know? So anyway, there's always little clues, but typically, you're not probably going to be aware of it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, entities are responsible for a lot of problematic situations in your life, and they can really mess things up for you. And the whole lifetime entity clearing is a wonderful clearing to do with the unlimited option. It's unfortunate, but they are kind of a part of being here, and they do sort of take over your life and cause all kinds of sadness and addiction, and they're responsible for all of those things. So that's really good. And a lot of the times, you know, if you're feeling kind of funky and you don't know why, it's probably entities, or you're feeling grouchy or grumpy. Or I always think of, Ron, you know, when people have road rage or, you know, they're on the highway and they get upset. I always feel like that's an entity doing that, because I don't know why. It's just, I generally, when someone's acting like that, they're probably not in control of themselves. So the best thing to do is probably just, like, stay out of their way and let them go, because you don't really want to be dealing with entities or other people's entities. And having them actually upset you more, because then you're getting onto an anger or a fear timeline, and, you know, then they're controlling you.
Yeah, the same entity could hop into you and they hop into them, and, you know, all of a sudden an argument starts or something, and it's the entity playing a joke on both of you.
Yeah.
And loving that energy that you're giving away. But I can't wait to get more.
Yep, it can really be a sticky situation. So I'm glad this listener had the insight to run that clearing, because it is very, very helpful, and it's great clearing to have and run anytime. So we have a testimonial here, Ron, from someone who actually was on the Saturday night BBS show live, and they said, it was a satisfying treat to be able to assist the Sovereign Soldiers fight aliens on the timelines for an extra hour on Saturday night. I sensed we were winning and felt a cowardice energy from the other side. Later, felt a bit of an adrenaline rush, but when I was dismissed and returned, I was able to rest very well that night. Yeah, I had a similar experience. Ron allowed us to continue fighting, if we chose to, with the lightship for an hour after the show ended on Saturday night show. So that's very cool. Someone's asking, what should we do, not do, during the eclipse? I'm freaking out. Should I wear a foil hat?
Well, I wouldn't. What could you do?
I don't know, Ron. I didn't even know this eclipse was happening, because I think there's only a very, very, very thin line of where you can even see it. So this is completely off my radar. I didn't even know this was going on.
Yeah, I think it'll happen where I am. But my suggestion is, if you're going to be, you know, in the eclipse zone and you're going to see the darkness come and then it, you know, go away, and you're a little worried about it, I'd probably just go inside. Maybe just go to a shopping mall or something where there's lights on, unless you want to stay in your house. But, you know, personally, I would, you know, if you're able to, I'd probably go to a shopping mall. There's lots of people. And then sit down, maybe at the food court, and just see if anybody's abducted. You know, keep your eyeball on them, and the lights will be on. Just don't get around maybe where there's windows where you can see darkness outside. You want to go to someplace where there's always light, and then it'll kind of pass you by. But people who maybe want to see that darkness, it's hard to say what they're bringing in and how they are going to connect to people. So if you really don't tune into it or know about it in a sense, or physically see it, you may be perfectly fine. And that's kind of what I would say. I don't have much information at this moment on it, even though it's about a week away. You know, I only work in the present moment, so I won't know maybe, you know, until I get really close to it. But anyway, that's what I would do. If you're concerned or worried, you know, go someplace where there's no windows, like a shopping mall. The food court probably would have windows in it typically, but maybe not. And just go where there's a lot of light on and you don't see it happening. So back to you.
Yeah, that's actually a great time to go to the mall, because you literally have no concept of anything going on outside. It's a completely manufactured environment. So yeah, that's a good idea. And you know, I guess the best thing to do is just, you know, don't, you know, try not to get all involved in that stuff, and you know, it's probably not going to affect you. But if you do feel affected by that, Ron does offer a clearing that relates to, you know, planets, stars, and vortexes, and all of those things. And it's, I think, the planet star cording removal. So you could always run that too, if you felt the need to. Moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, and asteroids, comets. Yeah, so that's a whole lifetime clearing. And I don't know, it's interesting because ever since I started doing clearings, I don't really even pay that much attention to those things. Or, I mean, I notice them, but I don't attach any sort of significance to that type of event or experience. It's just rather kind of just, this is what's happening today. Don't really want to put a lot of meaning into that because, you know, that's your mind trying to take you sideways. So Ron does offer that clearing if you feel that you need it. But yeah, I think staying inside is a good plan too. So somebody said, I'm learning to not engage emotionally with anyone, period. Okay, and someone is responding to the Sunday healing intensive that you did, Ron. And they said, during our Saturday night alien battle call, I had a broken wrist. After Sunday healing, my wrist is 100% healed, including the nerves that were also damaged. These healings are the most powerful healings on the planet, and they are instantaneous. Thank you so very much, Ron, and the Lightship Doctors, and my Viking group. So, wow, it sounds like...
So what can we do today? Anything special?
Well,
maybe somebody has
know.
A birthday. Let's do a birthday for somebody this week, maybe. Well, so if you have a birthday this week, we'll just momentarily go to the Lightship for everybody. Maybe you're listening and you haven't been there and don't know what it's like. And we'll have some dessert right now. So here we go. We'll just go up. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And this will only work live on this program. And we'll go to the food court and we'll pick out our desserts that we'd like to have. And they're all good for you. Chocolate and ice cream and strawberries and whatever you like to have. So I'll request, something that you'd like to eat right now. And it could be anything, actually. But most people like to get some kind of dessert the size of a pencil eraser. So we're having that now. And this is for the people born this week. Just having an extra little piece of cake here. So anyway, here we go. Get the hot fudge and the drizzle and the... I got to have nuts on it, of course, and a cherry and whipped cream. And, I think maybe I'll get a German chocolate cake, but I'll get another piece of maybe with some rhubarb pie or something. So here we go, everybody. Enjoy your wonderful cake. Thanks to the people born this week. So we're singing happy birthday to you. So happy birthday. And let's come back from the Lightship. You can get seconds on the way out if you want. Even thirds, and we'll come back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Elizabeth. So let me wake some of you people up with all that wonderful nutrition there. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really sweet spontaneous trip to the Lightship, Ron. Thank you so much. It doesn't usually happen on Mondays, so hopefully everybody enjoyed that and had a nice little treat there. And now we're all on our spiritual sugar high. So hopefully everyone will be feeling good and sending us more questions.
Oh, I had people water their lawns on the call yesterday, the Sunday call when it's the first hour. Lawns, whatever they had outside, typically garden plants. Maybe somebody could send us a... little ditty about what it's like today, being a day after, how your plants look and flowers, etc. And then I had a few people request how many death barcodes they've had on their car or cars, and we'll just see if anybody would like to let us know how their car feels now after releasing the death barcodes on it. So back to you. Remember, the death barcode would sort of be attached to you unless, we'll just say you bought a new car, you somehow gave it death barcode because you're supposed to die in that car. Making it real simple here. Or you have a used car, and, maybe it's had maybe many previous owners, and each one probably had their own death barcodes on it, so the car could be littered with... different barcodes and different people. And anyway, we'll just see what comes up here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, it's so funny. I was just thinking about my first car, and it was owned by a smoker. And I was so disgusting. No matter how many times I cleaned the car, I could not get the cigarette smell out of it. I washed the interior, and it was just like... completely, when I purchased it from this person, like the ashtray was still full and it was just so disgusting. So it's like, and then we were talking about entities. So there was probably like filled with entities that liked, smoking cigarettes in the car. you know, and it totally affected, you know, the car kept getting into accidents and, you know, it wasn't my fault and this and that. So I never even really thought of that. But, yeah, it sounds like that's exactly what was going on there. After that, I bought a new car. So I was like, I'm not dealing with this. I saved up and it's like, I'm never buying a used car again. And, you know, since the new car, I've bought new used cars and they've been fine. But that is very interesting to think about, because I never really, that was like way before I knew about the Lightship and entities and all that stuff. But I never had any luck with that car. So very interesting. Okay, so Ron, we got a kind of a long sort of question from a listener, and they're wondering what they can do because they say, I've currently been experiencing feelings of loneliness and isolation. I've not been very social over the past years and have become like a hermit. Being alone often feels great, but I miss friendships and spending time with people. I've always found most people boring and have a hard time finding people on my wavelength. Wondering if you could please comment and offer suggestions. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Once you start doing clearings, maybe, I don't know if you have or not, I think you have, but as you do more clearings, you don't want to be slimed by people, so you kind of pull back a little bit. And I'm not saying that you're going to be losing all the people that you deal with or see, but sometimes just having an acquaintance will say, because somebody was talking to me about this years ago, and it's a similar question, and I said, well, how do you feel when you go to the checkout line at your food store and the person that, you know, you go in to see, maybe you look for a certain teller so you can smile at them and say hi or whatever, and, you know, to you, they're a nice person, and they have a nice comment back to you, and maybe that's all they need for personal contact, you know? I think they started doing that, realizing that, yeah, you know, 5 minute, you know, connecting with somebody is very adequate for me. So, you know, what makes you the person's human, you know? So from there, what else can you do? Boy, I don't know. Besides getting, you know, some type of pet or something to maybe, you know, it won't talk to you, but, you know, that's an idea. We can see what other people say, because this is a question that is kind of common. You could be like, you know, walking to a beat of a different drummer, and, you know, you don't relate to much, and you don't relate to people, but you do feel a little lonely because you're missing that communication with somebody, or not being maybe close or intimate or whatever. So we'll just see what other people have to say, because that's a really interesting question and what to do. But the bottom line is, once you start finding that, you know, you can connect to yourself, then, you know, you start feeling better. If you've done enough clearings, then you can do the 4-in-1. And I have one that I'll be doing more recently for a lady here, because I'm sort of like booked up, but basically I do those a little bit, but a 4-in-1 will give you your twin flame energy, and once you have that done, the loneliness completely leaves you, because you're actually looking for a relationship with your twin flame, in a sense, so you're always looking for somebody who kind of meets that energy, in a sense. And then you're always looking for your home base energy. So most people, when I do that, their home base energy, they sort of recognize. Let's just say that, for instance, your home base energy was a planet with ocean water, okay? Just making it very simple here. And, you know, in the water on your home base was a lot of fish. So now you find yourself, over the years, enjoying having a saltwater aquarium with fish in it. So that would represent to you, because you know what it's like, so you know, purchased, you know, the fish in the aquarium years ago, because it sort of like resonated with you, and you really enjoy it. And then maybe your twin flame will say, let's just say it's a tree, okay? It chose to be a tree somewhere. And remember, it can change its, you know, the blueprint or be something else instantly. But, you know, when I would, you know, connect with you, I say, oh, you're, you know, like you have a big oak tree, you know, as a twin flame. And it can change whatever it wants to be. But right now, that's what it is. And you go, oh, yeah, I love oak trees, you know, because I see them all the time. And I like to go for drives up in the mountains to maybe be next to the oak trees or something. So you sort of know on one level what these two energies are in a sense. But when I connect them to you energetically, then all of a sudden you feel fulfilled. So anyway, that's kind of how that clearing works. And that's the 4-in-1. And there are prerequisites for it. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I have a couple of thoughts while you were speaking there, Ron. One of them was when you start doing clearings, the need to have those kinds of relationships sort of lessens, and you kind of become okay with being alone. Now, being lonely, that's kind of a different distinction, and it's almost has a negative connotation because I think it's like what Ron was saying. You just kind of haven't learned to find that pleasure in your own company, and there's still something there that you're missing and you're looking for. So that could mean a number of things for any different number of people. And I kind of take that approach where I just, when I go out, it's very brief encounters with people, and I don't really have any sort of emotion. It's just kind of a rather neutral and pleasant experience because I don't attach a lot of meaning to it. And I find that I have a deeper kind of appreciation for people and their situations, and I'm almost more, I wouldn't say compassionate, but a lot of the times it's so much easier to recognize who's running a program or who's a clone or who's, you know, has entities. So I just kind of don't get upset with anybody. It's just sort of more of a intellectual exercise. Well, what are they running, or what's going on here? They're a clone. You know, are they a smart clone? Are they a dumb clone? And then I sort of just adjust my thinking accordingly, and I don't really get upset. But yeah, the 4-in-1 is an amazing process, and you have to have had the whole lifetime emotional clearing, the mental clearing, and the sensory clearing, and then you can do the 4-in-1. So those are the prerequisites. And the clearings that are included in the Master 4-in-1 set are the twin flame, spiritual family, and home base connection, a release of earthly contracts, forced earthly reincarnations, and 13 major negative planetary energy influences. So that's a lot of stuff. And once again, for anyone who wants to know, we actually did have a couple of questions about this. The prerequisites, again, are whole lifetime emotional, whole lifetime mental, and the sensory clearing. And I think that's it, right, Ron?
Well, because people are getting so dense over the last couple of years, I may want to, you know, maybe some more. So I need to know, if you're interested, the clearings that you have had so far.
Okay.
That are personal to you, that deal with you internally. Remember, we have external clearings for aliens, which are most of the free ones, and then the internal ones where you're taking away your baggage. Those are like the whole lifetime ones and different ones like that. So the website has two different types of healings, and you want to get the internal ones to release more blockages from you. So what can we do here? We got probably two-thirds of the way through. Any ideas?
Ron, I don't know. I don't know if this would be appropriate, but I was wondering if you could clear the trauma associated with bad haircuts. I don't know if you've ever had a moment where you've been, I guess it would have been an entity, but you've decided to do something to your hair, and then maybe you were a little kid and you cut all your hair off, or one of your brothers or sisters did it, or maybe your parents cut your hair at home and you always hated it. So I don't know, this is totally going off on a tangent here, but I wonder if you could do a trauma release for having had a terrible haircut and hating yourself afterwards.
So that means you had a bad hair day, huh? So here we go.
A bad hair day clearing.
Yeah, okay. So think of a situation if you had one like that. And here we go. So releasing that energy that you're thinking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Wow, a lot of energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels pretty good. So there you go. And one thing, you know, about somebody who is dealing with you in that manner with cutting hair, you probably don't want to talk to them much when they're cutting your hair, because that'll put them on a different timeline. And the body will take over just having fun cutting your hair. And maybe an hour later, all your hair is on the ground. And the guy had a, or girl had a good conversation with you. And you wonder why all your hair got cut off, because you were happened to talk to them during your haircut. And they weren't focused. So that could be another situation going on. And entities may love to talk. So anyway, so back to you.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst when you get a really chatty one. I try to avoid that. In fact, I don't usually go to get my hair cut.
Yeah, I'm thinking back with myself. Geez, probably 5 years ago, I went to this barber, and he had all the pictures on the wall of, you know, maybe like 10 different men at different haircuts, right? Well, I noticed when I walked in that the guy had a military haircut, right? Maybe, you know, if you know what I mean, you know, maybe half an inch long or something, you know, probably came out of the Marines and started cutting hair after that or something, you know. But anyway, so I showed him the picture, and man, he took off half my hair. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, I just didn't know what to say, but I couldn't say anything. I didn't go back naturally, but, you know, like, you know, he didn't care what I told him what I wanted. He just went on his routine of, you know, maybe he was a haircutter, you know, in the service or something. I don't know. Giving people, you know, a one-inch haircut or something, you know. But anyway, but yeah, you got to take heed of how the person looks. And I sort of had a funny feeling in my, you know, I should have taken heed of that and not went in there, but... Anyway, back
yeah,
to you.
I know what you mean, Ron. I have gone to the salon, and I've gone in, and they sit you down in the chair, and then, they start looking at your hair. And every time I've gone, and I'm looking in the mirror, I'm going, oh, my hair looks actually pretty good. Like, maybe I'll just tell them not to cut it. But then I feel like, oh, I'm here. I might as well get it cut. And then it never really goes well, so I think I'm going to take a break from haircuts for a while.
I got another thing that, for myself, I might be the only person like this, I don't know, but, you know, they wet your hair, right? So the hair is automatically going to stay where it is when it's wet because it's so heavy, right? And so they can make any kind of mistake they want, wet your hair, put some goop on it, you walk out, then you get home the next day and you wash your hair.
And it's horrible.
What happened here? You're like frizzing out, you know?
Yeah.
It's because they wet your hair before they cut it, you know? So anyway.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's just, I try to, you know, if I didn't have to go to expos and things, I probably wouldn't have my hair cut. You know, but anyway, back to you.
That's kind of that's funny that we were talking about hermits and like mountain people, and you know, that's kind of what they do. They just sort of like let their hair grow because they're not going to let anybody touch them or talk to them or anything like that. So a couple of people have been writing in since we've started this thread, and somebody said, I love it, pixie haircut against my will in fifth grade, yuck, didn't cut my hair again until college. Yeah, I had a similar experience with bangs. Okay, and then somebody else said, my comment to the cleared but lonely listener, I've gotten used to it. It's getting easier after a few years. I agree with Ron. The 4-in-1 and reunion with the twin flame makes a huge difference. I would suggest to do what you feel you need, but clear it afterwards. Eliminating alien attack clearing helps with courtings, entities, and parasitic energy transfers. It's a powerhouse for clearing others and feeling more restored, along with any whole lifetime clearings, unlimited. You can run to feel like a real human. Yeah. And we're getting a lot of questions here, Ron, so I guess that trip to the lightship really woke everybody up earlier. And someone said, the way I deal with the public gathering is I do emotional clearings, ask to remove any attack energies from the general public, colleagues, families, and friends. I run the emotional clearing when I return home for 180 minutes, and I feel great afterward, and no attach energies from the public or others. Emotional is the perfect clearing for the general public. Yeah, that's true. And that person is commenting in regarding isolation. So you don't have to be a hermit. You can just go out, and if you have a experience, you can just come home and clear it afterwards. There's always that option.
And remember that the dark side will bring you to an experience to push your buttons, and that's actually a gift because you know where you're stuck or where the darkness is in you, so you can do a clearing to release it. So always look for, you know, that little gift in the darkness to see what they're trying to do to you, which is the way you want to release it from you. You know, you want to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you see something three times coming up that's a negative thing or something going on like an accident or whatever, if you see it three times within a week, man, it's at your doorstep. So by all means, you would want to be very aware of what's going on. So back to you.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of the times, actually, we just got a comment that kind of relates to this. And a listener wrote in and wrote, I find if I don't cord to people emotionally, I can be around almost anyone except those who really push my buttons. But if you are around those who do push your buttons, then that's probably a good thing, right, Ron? Because then you know you still have to do some work on that.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, great. So, let's see. Okay, we're still on the loneliness topic, so a lot of people are writing in, commenting about this, and someone said, many relationships I used to be involved in have dropped away since doing the clearings, and I have gone through waves of loneliness. As I go deeper in clearing myself out, it's more and more obvious that the pull to be with people generally comes from my soul family. When I disconnect from my soul family, the loneliness goes. I have fun interacting with strangers out in the world and don't need more contact with friends or family. And another thing I just wanted to add, and thanks for sending that in, but another thing is I have no problem just cutting people off. Just, you know, delete, block, spam, email. You know, you can always do that. You can change your number. You can change your email. You can, you know, block people. You don't have to put up with any of that. And generally, the people haven't done anything wrong. It's just I'm not interested in having those conversations anymore because a lot of them haven't done clearings and, you know, they're still talking about the same relationships and the same old problems and just kind of don't want to be drawn into that drama anymore. And it's, you know, either they'll figure it out or they won't. But you just don't want to really engage anymore. So I don't have any problem and I don't feel guilty about it. Just, you know, they go on with their lives and I go my own way. So it's actually very empowering to do that. It's hard at first because it's a different mindset from what we're all used to, but it, in the end, I think it's more fulfilling than just treading these same, you know, energies and conversations over and over again. So, let's see. Oh, somebody wrote in and said they were watering their plants on the Sunday call, and they said the plants are a different green than before, and the energy is wonderful. Besides, the fruit also tastes sweeter. What a joy to see it work. Awesome gift. Thanks.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, wonderful.
That's awesome. And someone else wrote in and said the death barcodes on their car, they cleared 5, and it felt younger, stronger, and sleeker, was able to park more efficiently and less likely to be in an accident in the Trader Joe's or the library parking lots. In other words, it felt safer. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it had, you know, it had a death wish on it, you know? So that's great.
Oh, wow, yeah. I think my first car definitely had that. Somebody else said, yesterday I was walking by my flower bed, and for a second my flowers caught my eye, like it lit up for a second, a quick flash of light. Hard to explain because it only lasted for a second.
Yeah, I've had that experience too with, you know, different things that are physical. Yeah, it's very nice to see that. It's the kind of the acknowledgement that they recognize you in a sense, and kind of like say thanks, you know. So back to you.
Yeah, that is a beautiful experience too. A lot of people have been commenting about the haircut thing, and Ron said there was a lot of energy there, and apparently that is very hitting a lot of nerves with people. So, and also about things that they had to wear that they were forced to wear when they were little and they didn't want to, whether it was like a school uniform or something maybe their parents wanted them to wear and they didn't want to wear it. So it's all kind of going into that for people about the haircut clearing, the bad haircut, bad hair day clearing that Ron did a little bit earlier. Kind of trying to wade through these questions. This is from the 12th, which was a Saturday. So I think this person was talking about maybe the radio show, and they said, my body heated up. I saw white stuff in the beginning and will stay the 4 hours. Intense battles tonight. Oh, maybe this was about the Saturday call. I'm not sure. But apparently they were involved in some, that must be the Saturday call. But apparently they were involved in some battles.
Getting close to the time here. We have our placenta call coming out. And that'll be on September 2nd. So I'm trying to get somehow there's a problem with PayPal not sending out the codes again. So they change their format or they do it off and on or continuously. So I got the receipt finally, but I could not get information on the phone number and login. So you might wait a little bit to purchase that, to see if we can get that repaired or fixed or something. Anyway, let's do the, I guess, the mind to heart drop, everybody. So naturally, you have to command your spirit out loud to do this process because you want to be in the present moment and also connected to your body. That's why you're talking. Otherwise, you're in the mind energy and more than likely in a hologram. So here we go. You want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and I always count the long way first normally, which is 10 to 1. But if you want to do it shorter, we can do that. You could do it on your own if you do this for about a week, long way. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening today. And hopefully your bad hair days are gone. And we'll see you maybe tomorrow on our energetic cord release call. That's on Tuesdays at 5:30. It's $20. And we'll see what we can maybe do the next BBS show, which will be on Wednesday at 7 p.m. California time. So back to you, everybody. I'll turn it over to you. Thank you for listening.